After some $30 million spent in attacking each other's political records, Senator Kay Hagan and Speaker Tom Tillis appeared together last night for their first live debate. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The fight for North Carolina's U.S. Senate seat is national news, which is why the co-anchor of CBS's This Morning made the trek from New York to Raleigh last night.
I'm Nora O'Donnell from CBS News, and I'm delighted to be here as your moderator.
First, the candidates' placement on the stage aligned with their political ideals. Senator Hagan on the left, Speaker Tillis on the right. Polls show both are in a statistical dead heat. The debate, a chance to gain momentum and take the lead with just over 8 weeks left before the election, and a chance to introduce themselves to those North Carolina voters that may know their names but know little about the candidates. Tillis spoke first.
As the Speaker of the House, I cut spending, I cut regulations, and I cleaned up some of the mess that Kay left behind in Raleigh. As your U.S. Senator, I'll go to Washington and I won't be a rubber stamp for Barack Obama and Harry Reid. I'll go there, get things done, and make America great again.
Then Hagan gave her opening statement.
Tonight is about presenting voters with a choice on how to move our state forward. I approach this job with common sense, solving problems in how we can put our middle class first and making the economy work for everyone. But Speaker Tillis has different priorities, the wrong priorities. At every opportunity, he has fought for policies that are taking our state backwards.
The candidates were asked about the Islamic extremist group known as ISIS, the militarization of local police forces, and Obamacare. On that issue, Tillis attacked his opponent by saying she had promised North Carolinians, if you like your doctor, you can keep them. That, Tillis said, was just one of the law's broken promises.
Obamacare only gets the books balanced or makes the debt less worse by taking $700 billion away from Medicare to pay for it. It's just financially flawed and it's not sustainable and it will not fulfill the promises. The promises have already been broken and they're going to be worse as we go forward.
The claim $700 billion has been taken from Medicare has been called mostly false by PolitiFact. In response to the if you like your doctor, you can keep them attack, Kay Hagan blamed insurance companies for the issue. Then she attacked back.
I think what we need to look at here is the fact that Speaker Tillis has denied Medicaid expansion in North Carolina. That's 500,000 people that could get coverage. These people still get sick. They go to the emergency room where they're really getting just episodic treatment, and it's the most expensive care there is.
Those claims are mostly true, as Speaker Tillis did help push a bill that blocked Governor Pat McCrory from expanding Medicaid without the General Assembly's cooperation. Again and again, though, one issue was front and center in this debate, the effect North Carolina's recently passed budget has in the classroom. Take this exchange about the teacher pay increase that averages out to a 7% raise, though some senior teachers will see much less than that. Tillis speaks first.
We need to pay our teachers top salaries, and we're working on that. We've done more in this session than's been done in years. We need to add to that, but we also need to get the federal government out of the way and stop having them force decisions on these teachers. They know how to educate our children. I know these teachers. They're great people. They want to do that for our kids. We should let them do it.
Senator Hagan, your view on the best way to keep good teachers?
We need to respect our teachers and we need to pay them. We have seen an exodus of teachers in North Carolina under Speaker Tillis's tenure. In North Carolina, education has always been a bipartisan priority. I wrote state budgets for 6 years. We invested in education every year. During my 6 years, teachers got a 21% pay raise. Every child, every parent knows the value of a great teacher. Except Speaker Tillis.
That 21% number is mostly true, though the research arm of the General Assembly says the average raise over that time was actually just shy of 20%. During the hour-long debate, both candidates appeared poised, polished, and practiced, relying more on talking points than grand concepts when answering questions. This was a debate where both Tom Tillis and Kay Hagan seemed to be playing to their core political base. The only exception was a comment Speaker Tillis made about birth control.
We should make contraception more widely available. I think over-the-counter oral contraception should be available without a prescription.
Hagan and Tillis will next debate on October 7th. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.